Hey everybody, this is Lance from DailyActor.com, and this week I'm talking to Travis Kloer, the star of Jersey Boys, Las Vegas production. Travis plays Frankie Valli. I saw him in the show and he's fantastic. The whole show is, actually. We talked about a lot of things, but pay particular attention to what he did to make his career happen for him. It's so simple and smart, but I'm betting only a small amount of people have actually done this. He did it, and look where he is today, Broadway in Vegas. So, have a listen.
So I saw the show Tuesday at 6:30.
Great.
And I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, it's a fun show, man.
Yeah, you guys are great. And I guess you could call that a matinee, early matinee. And
Yeah. I get it's weird here because everything's in the evening. They don't,
yeah.
Anything in the afternoon is pretty brutal. So
you guys are just on fire, cracking. You know?
Yeah, those two show days are, you know, everybody's pretty high energy throughout the full day.
So how long have you been in the show?
I've been involved with Jersey Boys since February of 2007. I was in the Broadway company for about a year and a half, and then they moved me out here last September of 2008.
Did you want to come out here?
It was kind of, you know, 50-50. You know, yeah. I enjoyed being in New York and being on Broadway, but the role of Frankie Valli opened up out here, and they offered it to me, so kind of had to take it, you know.
Yeah. How do you keep it fresh?
That's a good question, man. That is a really good question, especially after almost 3 years.
Yeah.
You just really have to, well, a lot of it is, you know, what the audience is bringing to you that night. You know, if it's a great house and if it's a great audience, of course, you always feel as a performer to give it just that little bit extra, you know, instead of, you know, you don't always want to coast on autopilot, but sometimes, you know, you get tired. But as far as keeping it fresh, you know, you just, with this show, I find I really enjoy singing the music, you know, and the music itself is fresh to me just about every night on its own.
Yeah.
So,
do you discover like different things each night?
Or? Yeah, I do. There's always something to work on.
Yeah.
You know, I always try to improve myself each day, you know, maybe just a little bit at a time. But there's always things that I'm working on.
So how did you come to audition for the show?
That's a funny question. I was living in Georgia at the time, and I saw that the show had opened up on Broadway. So I made an audio demo of me singing some Frankie Valli tunes and sent it in to the casting director in New York, and they kept it on file. And
that's smart.
Yeah, I figured, you know, what do I got to lose, you know? Worst they can do is, you know, throw it away or say no, but you never know. And I'm glad I did because they kept it on file, and when auditions rolled around and they needed a replacement, they gave me a call, and I flew to New York, auditioned for them, and the rest is history.
How long from the time you sent in the demo to the contact that called you?
I would say probably about 3 months, 3 or 4 months. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw that you originally came to the show as Joe Pesci.
That's what I was doing in New York.
Okay.
Yeah, I played Joe Pesci in New York.
Yeah.
And also understudied Frankie Valli. Mm-hmm. Went on there quite a bit. But ever since I've been out here, it's been just been playing Frankie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what was it like the first time you played Frankie on stage?
The first time I did it in New York, that's where I did it the first time, was in New York. I really don't remember it. You know what I mean? I was too busy worried about saying all the right words and being in the right spots and all that stuff. Yeah. The only thing I remember of it is afterwards when the four guys run off stage after our curtain call, being able to breathe again.
Yeah.
And then everything coming back to me.
So. That's cool. What kind of research did you do to play Frankie Valli?
You know,
I remember I saw you, like, he has that kind of crooked stance.
Yeah, he's got a crooked stance. He kind of holds one of his hands, whatever hand the microphone's not in, he kind of holds up close to his body. And he always kind of has that look on his face like he's in pain.
Yeah.
So, I just, sorry, man, is that going to bug me?
Fire.
Cool. We can step outside maybe if you need to. As far as research, I always listen to their recordings. You know, I've always been a big fan of Frankie Valli, and I remember the first time that I met him in New York, I shook his hand and told him that he was one of the reasons I wanted to be a singer. But I watched a lot of stuff, a lot of video, a lot of stuff. I got all kinds of stuff on YouTube now.
YouTube, an actor's best friend.
Exactly. So I just watched all that stuff, you know, and all the interviews, and just listened to the music as much as I could and tried to get his little nuances into my head. So.
Has Frankie Valli seen your performance?
You know, I don't know if he's ever seen me do it. He's been so busy. They've opened up, since I joined the show, they've opened up like 6 different companies. So he's been running around doing all the different companies, and not to mention his own touring with his own stuff. Mm-hmm. So he's a busy guy. I'm not sure if he's ever actually seen me do it. We've met, we've hung out quite a bit, but he's a good guy.
So what's the difference between doing shows in Vegas and in New York, Broadway?
That's another good question. Audiences are different. In New York, particularly with this show, with it being, you know, Jersey right across the river from New York, there's a lot of little inside jokes that people get there a little bit better than they get here. Sometimes here the crowds are a little late, you know, you kind of have to pull some stuff out of them a little bit, you know, because they've been drinking all day, been out in the sun and having fun, and last thing they want to do sometimes is come to a show. But by the end of the show, we've got them right where we want them every single time, you know.
How do you keep your voice in shape in this dry climate? It's got to be brutal.
It's the worst thing I've ever had to deal with in my life.
Really?
Yeah. On top of the lack of humidity and the heat, there's also allergies that I've never experienced in my life until I got out here. So I just keep humidifiers running. I try to be quiet whenever I need to be. And I'm doing allergy shots and exercise and sleep and water.
I know myself, I'm just like groggy all the time.
I know, if you spend enough time talking, you're like, geez, what's going on?
Yeah.
It's brutal. It's brutal sometimes, man.
How did you get started? You were in Georgia, what you said, right?
Well, yeah, I grew up in Kansas. I was a music theater major. I went to Kansas State University and did that there, you know, for those 4 years. And I've kind of always wanted to, you know, be in show business. My father was a singer, my mother's a singer. So when I graduated college, I started, you know, when I was a kid, worked at some theme parks and moved on to cruise ships and did some regional theater. Finally put my own act together and started doing that on some ships. And I'm actually getting ready to trying to book it at one of the casinos here in town as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. So when you first got to New York City, how was it? Were you just auditioning, pounding the pavement? How long till you got...
I lived there two times. The first time I was there, that's exactly what I did. Yeah. You know, I was doing what everybody does when they go to New York, just hitting every audition I could, mm-hmm. and waiting tables at night and doing it all over the next day. And it wore on me, man. It's a life. You got to have a tough skin. You really do. And I moved out of New York and started doing my own thing, my own show, or like in clubs across the country and on some cruise ships. And, you know, a couple years went by, and that's when I made that demo and sent it into New York. And so I left New York to get a job on Broadway.
That's pretty crazy. Yeah. Any roles out there that you'd love to play?
You know, this one has been so on my mind since I saw that the show had opened.
Just complete laser focus?
Yeah, it's weird. When I was a kid, of course, when Phantom and Les Mis and all that stuff was big, you know, you're like, oh yeah, I'd love to be the Phantom someday. Yeah. But now, you know, I really don't know. I mean, it's such a tough time for theater right now, you know. Mm-hmm. And this one's doing me good, so I'm not going to complain about it.
So any advice for people out there who want to pursue a career in theater?
Just, like I said, tough skin and keep doing it. Even when people say no, just believe in yourself and keep going. Keep going.
There you have it. Next time you're in Vegas, you got to see Travis in the show. It's really great. Thanks, Travis, and thank you for listening. I'm Lance, and I'll see you soon.